Hi James, I'm Aris from Kingdom FM. It's good to see you. You talk about being excited about this club. Was the scope of the project also another factor for you that attracted you to here? Because obviously it has been heartbreaking for Dunfermline to come to League One, but there is also the potential to rebuild the club back better towards the higher leagues.
There is that, yes. But again, at the forefront of my mind was winning the first game of football that we're competitive game that we're involved in, which will be a Premier Sports Cup game. So winning that first game, building on that to win again, getting back to a winning mentality. But of course there's that bit in you where how far can I take this football club? What can I do with this football club? Can I get a promotion? But then I've got to simplify it again. So you can look into it, yeah, and all for it. But you've got to then simplify it as well and say, we're in League One, we've lost too many games of football, so we need to get back to winning games of football. First and foremost, forget promotions, forget the strips that are up the wall, forget the great history that this club carries and will always carry. How do we get back to winning games of football? That's at the forefront of my mind. And how do I build a squad and a coaching staff that can give us the best chance of doing that? And that's it, really. But yeah, there's the wee bit at the side, the dreaming, the bit where you dream. You go, what can I do here? But then you quickly switch that off because you need to be realistic, and we're in League One for a reason. And that's where we are now. Let's win games of football.
What's your ultimate ambitions though? Are you looking to get this club as far as even the Premiership ultimately, if you can get that regular winning run going?
My ultimate ambition right at the minute is to get this pre-season plan firmly set, done, see this draw at 1 o'clock, and then get some players in, speak to some players that I need to speak to staff, because I've not got my coaching staff in the building yet because of the other reasons, or some clubs that we simply just can't maybe afford to go and get. So I'm being completely honest, I don't want to, yeah, I've got dreams, and we've all got, like, I've got three wee kids that dream of being princesses, three girls, or dream of that, like, we've all got dreams and ambitions. I'll keep them to myself at the minute because my mind's so focused on getting a squad together that can win games of football and excite those fans out there, because I know when we get them going, they'll get right behind us.
And obviously it's a few months since you left Dundee. What reflections have you had since then between that point and where we are today?
Loads. And it's been great because it's the first time in 20 years since I left school I've had the chance to reflect on anything, really, if I'm honest, because when you're a player, you're just playing, trying to get in a team. If you're an injured player, you're never reflecting on how many headers did I lose, or how many tackles did I lose. You're trying to get fit. I got the surgery, I had those weeks in my bed, and I've done a wee bit of media work and watched some games, which was great, seeing it from a different side and speaking to people. Spoke to a lot of people, that's one thing I must say, and there's been a lot of managers out there who have been fantastic with me and gave me the time and that I've experienced this. Or experience losing a job, but the reflection of lying in your bed 24/7 and thinking back, Derek McInnes told me sort of a great piece of advice, I believe, was write everything down and be as honest as you can with yourself, be as honest as you can, so there's no point, and I've done that, and my wife's not even read that, but it's, and I look back on it and I go, aye, that'll change, but I got the chance to do that. Well, I went from playing to being injured, to trying to get back to be fit. I retired one day. I was ahead of professional development at Dundee the very next day, coaching the under-18s. And then I got the first team job. So I learned everything on the job. I never really got that chance. I've never been out of the game, apart from those 14 or 15 weeks in 20 years. So I needed it. I needed to reflect. And I've learned a lot. And I'm one, a better person, I'll have a better work-life balance because I never knew anything else. I will give this club everything, but I'll keep alluding to it and I'll go back to it. I'll never be embarrassed about saying it. I've got a wife and three kids that are vitally important to me. They're my life. But the other part of my life now is Dunfermline Football Club, and I need to get this place right.
And in your first job at Dundee, you got the club from the Championship to the Premiership. Will this challenge be harder because Dunfermline are down in a league that they really shouldn't be in?
No, we should be in it because we didn't do enough to stay in the Championship. Now, the ambition would have been, I believe from all Dunfermline fans would have been something similar to what Dundee done the previous season. It was always going to be tough. With Kilmarnock being in the league and the budget that they carry, and I always believe that, like Dundee United, like Hearts, it's not making excuses because budgets don't win you leagues, but it was always going to be tough. But I could probably guarantee the plan for Dunfermline was get to the playoffs, give ourselves a chance of getting up into the Premiership, but they didn't do that. They ended up in League One, so we should be in League One because we didn't win enough games, so I don't buy that. We need to find a way. Is the challenge harder? The challenge is a challenge. I'm at a football club. I need to get a squad built that wins games of football, that wins enough games of football to get you up in contention in a league, and that's a challenge ahead. But we certainly deserve to be in League One.
And exciting challenges as well, because you've got Falkirk, you've got Kelty Hearts in that league as well. So there's already, I know the fixtures have yet to come out, but already there's some appetising ties in League One that the fans will be looking forward to.
Great, and I'm glad about that because the fans will be wanting to come to the games, and we'll be putting on good performances for them. I believe they'll be walking away proud of this football club again. And it's big games you want. You want to play and you want to manage in big games. That's it. And this league is competitive, but we'll wait and see when the fixtures come out. And I can't wait for it. I'm being honest. There's a real enthusiasm and a freshness to me that if you probably spoke to me 13 or 14 weeks ago, you might not have seen this. But having the time away and looking back on what had I done, what have I not done, well, I now feel I'm certainly a better manager. I've got over 100 games. Is that a lot? No, not really in terms of management, but for someone at 37, I believe it is. And you know what? Nobody can take the promotion away. Nobody can take things like that. But again, that's like talking about things that happened in the past at Dunfermline. I don't want to be talk about my promotion at Dundee or the sacking at Dundee. I want that kind of put to the side now, and I want to focus completely on Dunfermline, but Dunfermline Athletic in League One, because that's where we are and that's what we've got to focus on. And there's no two ways about that. And the players need to focus on, look, they're not too good at them, though. They've proved that they weren't good enough to stay in the Championship last year. As a group, we've proved that. So we need to prove as a group that we're good enough to compete in League One and progress as a football club.
We mentioned about the Premier Sports Cup earlier. You'll be glad that group stage will be starting. I mean, we're now late May, but that'll be coming in early July, so you'll be straight into it very soon.
Great, I love the format. I've been in it through it three times. It's great. You get a couple of friendlies and boom, you're straight into the real football. And the fans probably love it because you're getting real football. And it's not, you see the friendlies where you're making 11 changes, and aye, it's great, you know, there's a purpose to that, but the cup games are important because you want to win, you want to get through. You don't know what kind of tie. We got the Dundee team I was manager of earlier last season, got to the quarter final and we lost to St Johnstone in the quarter final. What happens here? So there's always that what if in a cup. And but again, we need to wait and see the draw. We need to be realistic and focus on the task in hand, pre-season plan. Recruitment, getting this club back together again, and most importantly, I want the fans to be proud of this football club.
Yeah, final question for me, what message do you have for the fans in terms of the season ahead?
Judges on their performances. When we're bad, you've got every right, as they know, they don't need me to tell them. And look, they expect us to win games, and they will expect us to win games. Judges on our performances expect us to work and give everything and above for this football club, because that's why we're here. That's why I'm here, to give everything I've got to this football club, and that's what I'll be asking of every single player. Give everything you've got in every game. You do that, the fans will be happy. Now, of course, they want to win the games of football, we need to win games of football, but fans need to see the effort, need to see the commitment, they need to see the drive of the players. And we're doing that, the fans walk away. And there'll be bumps, but sometimes see if those bumps are, if it's down to, and they see the hard work and the commitment and everything, they'll accept that at times. And they'll not accept it a lot, but they'll accept it at times, and there will be bumps. But get behind the players, backers, and let's bring this football club back together again.
Good luck, James.
Cheers.
All the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you.